Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The United States International Trade Commission ruled that Google infringed on five audio technology patents held by Sonos. The ruling blocks Google from importing infringing products, including Google Home speakers, Pixel phones, and Chromecast devices. Google announced workarounds to the patents, removing the ability for users to adjust a speaker group's volume. Users will have to adjust a speaker volume individually. Google does not expect any impact on device imports or sales. At the healthcare keynote at CES, Abbott CEO Robert Ford announced the medical device maker is developing a new line of consumer bio-wearables called Lingo. These devices will be aimed at general fitness and wellness, able to track key signals in the body, like glucose, ketones, and lactate, with alcohol levels potentially down the line. Amazon Sidewalk is its long-range, low-power IoT network built into Echo and Ring devices. Since these are generally consumer devices in homes, Amazon announced the Sidewalk Bridge Pro by Ring, designed to fill the gap in industrial, rural, and commercial areas and relay Sidewalk signals to the cloud. The Bridge Pro is weatherized for outdoor use and has a data transmission range of 5 miles. No price was announced, with Amazon looking to explore proof-of-concept partnerships. Intel has made its new 12th gen desktop CPU official, the Core i9-12900KS, which is capable of boosting to 5.5 GHz on a single core out of the box, and was demoed running a sustained 5.2 GHz across all of its performance cores at CES. Intel EVP Gregory Bryant says the CPU would be shipping to OEM customers soon. HMD Global's Nokia brand announced five new phones coming to the U.S., all starting under $250. The top-end device is the $239 5G Nokia G400, which includes a 120Hz screen and uses a Snapdragon 480 SoC that supports millimeter wave and sub-6 GHz 5G. On the low end is the $79 Nokia 2760, a flip phone running KaiOS. OnePlus shared new details about the camera system on its OnePlus 10 Pro. The phone will be able to shoot 12-bit raw photos from all three rear cameras and includes a movie mode with manual control of settings and access to a log format for more dynamic range. On the hardware side, a new ultra-wide camera will capture a 150-degree field of view. The camera also appears to drop the monochrome sensor from the OnePlus 9. The French regulator CNIL confirmed it plans to fine Google's U.S. and Irish operations 90 million and 60 million euros, respectively, and Facebook's Irish arm 60 million euros for not letting French users easily reject cookie tracking technology. Google and Facebook also face a daily penalty of 100,000 euros if CNIL isn't satisfied with changes made within 3 months of this decision. This applies to Google.fr and YouTube.fr websites, as well as Facebook's French platform. Samsung forecast its Q4 operating profit increased 52% of the year, up to 13.8 trillion won, that's about 11.4 billion US dollars, although this would miss analyst estimates. The company also estimates it hit record quarterly revenue, up 24% of the year to 76 trillion won. Samsung's contract chip manufacturing business is expected to see increased profit in the quarter. Google confirmed that Android TV and Google TV now have over 110 million combined monthly active devices, up from 80 million reported in May 2021. Google pointed to its partners for this growth, with over 170 pay TV operators using Google's platforms globally, as well as 7 of the top 10 smart TV OEMs. Microsoft added new features to its PowerToy suite. Always On Top lets users pin any app to always be in front of other windows. PowerToys also added web search in the Run launcher using a double question mark activation command to search the web. The search will go to a preferred search engine in a user's default browser. Clubhouse users in the US can now listen to replays and Live Room with replays enabled using a web browser without having to log in. Previously, listening was limited to using Clubhouse's mobile apps. Clubhouse said this is an experimental feature and will expand it to more countries if users find it useful. Spotify introduced a new ad format called Call to Action Cards, which lets advertisers display a visual ad in the app when ad audio begins. This can include clickable buttons and e-commerce links. For podcasts, these ads will appear on a podcast show and episode pages, even for premium subscribers. Twitter began testing a new feature on iOS called Tweet Takes that will let users post a video reaction to tweets rather than a standard quote tweet. Tweet Takes places the tweet a user is responding to as a sticker, and that's placed over a vertical video. And finally, the Entertainment Software Association canceled its in-person E3 event this year, citing ongoing health risks. The ESA said it could not confirm whether there would be a digital event this year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.